Nike began rolling out its first self-lacing shoe this month. Price tag? More than $700. Yesterday, Nike's earnings report showed a 6% bump in overall sales compared to a year earlier. Not shabby, but the company's stock has fallen by more than 15% overall in 2016, and it's considered one of the worst performing stocks on the Dow right now. So what's really going on? Well, Maggie Lake, she hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake, and she joins us now from New York. Hi there, Maggie.
Hi, Magna.
So what is happening with Nike? What did we learn from this earnings report?
Worst performing stock this year. That's really a badge of shame, isn't it, considering the rally we've had. What we learned from the earnings report is, listen, Nike is still a force to be reckoned with. It was a good report. You mentioned that 6% increase in revenue. They showed renewed strength in China. They're growing sales at their own stores, which is probably important for the future. So athletic wear definitely remains a bright spot in what's an overall challenging retail space. The problem for Nike is that it's a hot space, but it's a super competitive one, and that seems to be where the concern lies. Some investors were looking at future orders and a little disappointed, and that's why you see the stock really lagging.
Okay, but let's take a look at those self-lacing shoes. A hot new product, apparently based on Back to the Future Part 2. Are new products like that going to draw more people to Nike?
I think so. I definitely think that's what they're hoping. And I think the thing with this shoe is it's a great talker, right? We all remember the movie. We're sort of obsessed with it. This is all about showcasing Nike's technology. The company's really betting that innovation is going to be what sets it apart from the competition. So they've got this, you know, great gimmick with the self-tying shoes. They're not going to be – it's not mass market. But if you look at what they've been doing, they filed over 600 patents this year alone, 60 of them just this past month. And they run the spectrum from activity monitoring to music streaming and all other sorts of digital things. So I think that's where they're really trying to set themselves apart from the Adidas, which is showing a rebound. And let's not forget about Under Armour. They are a newer, younger company. I've talked to Kevin Plank many times. They are super aggressive. So Nike wants to really show themselves as the innovator that other people try to copy.
Well, I think Under Armour is emblematic of where the athletic leisure industry has a name. Athleisure, am I saying that right?
Yes.
Is right now. It's massive. It's $44 billion in the United States. That's a number according to the research firm NPD Group. I mean, look, it was what, a decade or two ago where Nike was one of the dominant names in this kind of athletic wear. Do they have a problem now? Are they considered dated or that just for athletes and not for the rest of us who are still wearing this stuff?
No, I don't think so. I think Nike still has a lot of cachet. And listen, let's look at basketball as an indication for that. People were worried about that space. They've come back strong there as well. And their shoes are doing well. So it's still really big. They do focus a lot on sports and teams. They're trying to do marathons under 2 hours. They continue to invest heavily in that kind of stuff. But athleisure wear is really big for them. But again, it's big for everybody. And not only do you have Under Armour and Adidas chasing that, but you have things like Lululemon. Regular retailers like The Gap and J. Crew are expanding their sort of fitness sections. If you've been in any stores, you go to Marshalls, it's full of athleisure wear. So everybody's sort of understanding that's where the strength is, and piling into what was the space that was traditionally owned by Nike, maybe Reebok, you could argue. So it's getting really competitive. And by the way, not just women and men running around, kids, the kid market, they don't even market that. Wow. But I know Under Armour especially really strong there. So that's what all of them are having to cope with.
Maggie Lake with CNN Money. With Maggie Lake, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.